Timothy McVeigh's impending execution reminds Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts of another execution and of her ambivalence when civilized society kills uncivilized people.
In January 1989, the state of Florida strapped the murderer and rapist Ted Bundy into the electric chair and administered 2,000 volts. Outside the prison, young men with smoking barbecues cooked Bundy burgers. Young men with pots of hot grease made Bundy fries. And young men carried hand-markered signs saying, "Burn, baby, burn." The barbaric glee was sickening, but I was not sorry that Ted Bundy was dead. He killed at least 24 young women, probably more. I was a student at Florida State University in 1978 when Ted Bundy killed Margaret Bowman and Lisa Levy in the Chi Omega house. I was in a different sorority, but I remembered Margaret and Lisa from Rush, from Greek Week, and exchange dinners. We all lived, we thought, in a world where these things didn't happen to cherished, protected, middle-class girls like us. We cried, we prayed, we had nightmares. Now Timothy McVeigh is going to be executed by lethal injection. I will not be sorry. Yet I cannot help thinking that I ought to be sorry. The death penalty is wrong. As Leroy Collins, Florida's greatest governor, once said, "Murder by the state is still murder." If killing people is wrong, then it's wrong. And yet the desire for revenge, to see the wicked punished, eradicated, destroyed, makes human sense, even if the moral logic is skewed. We congratulate ourselves on what a righteous, God-believing nation we are. We invoke the Bible, quote the Ten Commandments. I just wish that America, like every other country in the world we choose to define as civilized, could rise above the need to kill killers. St. Paul, who was himself once big on the concept of a life for a life, says in Romans 12, "Repay no one evil for evil." And he reminds us, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord."
Diane Roberts is a regular contributor to Weekend Edition.